time for a break from the mundane with me, your harbinger of joy, Jamie Roddy. It's bite-sized nuggets of new perspectives on age-old wisdom that can help you take control of your mood and your entire day. It's your mood. Hack it. This is Mood Hacks. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Mood Hacks. I hope I have something that you're really going to love because I had the most exquisite experience with this particular mood hack today, and I was so excited to share it with you. I was in a nail salon and I started doing this particular mood hack, not really even out of a need. I was having a delightful time. I was getting a nice manicure and a nice pedicure, you know, keeping up the lady stuff, if you will. And I just had the most delicious moment. So what did I do? All right, now this one is a little woo-woo. It's a little out there. You do not need to be spiritual and or religious in order to do this, but it would give you a leg up. But like I said, you do not have to believe in any of that in order for this imagination trick to give you the most, just squishy, yummy mood hack ever. You guys, I had tears in my eyes. They were welling up, and I kind of had to stop because I knew that I was looking like a big weirdo with a huge grin on my face, just looking around with my eyes full of happy water. So yes, it's very, very powerful. I can also tell you that this particular mood hack works if you are arguing with somebody or just like not enjoying somebody, you know, like Karen in HR or Bob in accounting. Or your neighbor who cut down that tree that you really liked, or that super annoying mom that's like in your other kids' class. Oh my gosh, all of the people that can annoy you. So here is a really great mood hack that you can do if you're hating on somebody, or even if you're not, if you're just chilling, and you can do this in your car as you see people walk down the street. And I'm giving this a lot of ado because I kind of want to build it up, guys. It's like a really, really good one. And it was just so beautiful. So here's what I did. The lady was working on my nails. And I was just sitting there grateful that this nice lady was working on my nails. Like, that's really nice. You know, I can't buff my nails into an almond shape and put a jaunty little white tip on them and all the things that she can do. But beyond that, I wasn't just being grateful for her. But it went beyond that. I started to imagine her highest self standing over her, loving her immensely. And even with just this one lady, I was like kind of shocked how quickly it worked and how much my heart was absolutely filled with love for this woman as I saw her higher self loving her profoundly, unconditionally, deeply. It was like seeing a mother just absolutely loving her child. And so I'm grinning ear to ear. My eyes are a little bit welling up. And then I start doing it to everyone there. There's an older blonde lady with a Yankees tattoo on her ankle. And I just imagined her higher self just behind her, basically wrapping her in a hug and just seeing that her higher self really liked baseball too. And then I looked down at another woman and I saw her higher self loving her. And I looked at all of the nail ladies and they all had these beautiful, like, I won't even call them guardian angels. It was like themselves amplified, standing over them all, just beaming down at them with love. And I mean, I got a little cuckoo. I'm not going to lie. This works so powerfully, wonderfully well that you will be brimming over with joy. Like I said, I had to stop because I was starting to look like the crazy person just grinning in the corner, looking at everybody. But it was wonderful. And then I got really high vibration from it. And I eventually left the nail salon. I ended up leaving a much bigger tip than was needed or expected. I was just so filled with love. And then that amplifies, you know, your vibration as well because you're feeling really good about your ability to tip well and to provide abundance for other people. But then I carried it on. I was like driving home and just everybody I passed, there was a gentleman, an older gentleman in his truck, just a dude, you know, driving. And I just saw his higher self. And it was so beautiful. I mean, and then I saw a lady and her child kind of walking down the street together. And I saw both of theirs like beaming at them, hugging them, loving them. And I'm still beaming from the experience. So I wanted to hop on the mic and share it with you. Hopefully you can try this too. I would love, love to hear about it if you try this. And if it also just fills your heart with immense, tremendous joy and love at seeing other people be loved. I know, a little woo-woo, but holy crap, it totally works. Anyhow, that's your little quick, beautiful, tremendous mood hack. I'm Jamie Roddy, Mood Hacks. Ciao for now. Love you guys.
We want to hear what you think. Join the community and the conversation on Instagram and Facebook at The Mood Hacks. For more Mood Hacks goodness, make sure to like and subscribe, please. Si vous plaît and por favor. To find all these links in one place, and if you're so inclined to pick up our jaunty little coffee table book, visit our website, themoodhacks.com. And if you have a friend who could use a mood hack, share this episode with them. Being thoughtful is so cool.